Welcome, dumbheads, to MDC, Mega Dumbcast. In this podcast, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Ninjas and Super Spies to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is the revised Ninjas and Super Spies 7th printing from May 2000. Today we're discussing page 89 of Ninjas and Super Spies. On this page, we're going to be talking about drunken-style kung fu. Full disclosure here, right up front. Drunken-style kung fu was my favorite style back when I was a kid. I was first playing this game. It appealed to my goody-two-shoes preteen sensibilities, in that while it is a sort of fun, wacky style to play in your action game, it is the Weird Al of martial arts styles. And yet, unlike the drunken kung fu that we typically see in fiction, you don't actually have to drink alcohol. You can be a teetotaling drunken kung fu master, which is just the sort of thing that caught my fancy. Despite the absence of actual alcohol, drunken style does involve fighting with a style reminiscent of a drunk. The description of the style says that a battle with a master of drunken style kung fu will be indistinguishable to the victim from simply having a really nasty encounter with a very lucky drunk. And the style has this stagger move. It's a way to enter that all-important close combat range where you can do all your same moves as you always could. But it has a special effect where if you succeed on a roll to stagger, which is both kind of a silly concept and something the game actually doesn't tell you how to do, it's not an attack or a defense, so I'm not sure what you're meant to be rolling, then you gain initiative. Now, granted, this takes an action, so you end up sacrificing an action to put yourself at the top of the initiative order for the round. So it's sort of a lot of table time for zero progress, but more on that as we go. The point for now is that we know you stagger, we know you appear to be a drunk. So what kind of drunk, exactly, does drunken style teach you to emulate? Is it an angry fighting drunk who feels no pain, picks fights, charges in after people? Definitely not. You will find that this is a style that does not focus on actually hitting your foe, actually damaging your foe, actually defeating opponents. These are vulgar fripperies for the kung fu dabbler. No, drunken style really focuses on the essence of advanced kung fu, which is showing off, trying to be clever, and having fights that go on for fucking ever. It is here where the path of the kung fu master intersects with the path of the drunk, specifically the asshole drunk who thinks he's really funny but nobody likes him. The thing about drunken style is it has more moves than any other style in the game, but they're heavily focused on defense and combination moves. And there's a lack of anything you can use to like seal the deal. So let me just run down what you get with this style. For your basic defenses, you've got your dodge, your parry, your automatic parry. For those of you who may be less familiar with Palladium, and since in their wisdom, they decided to define all their terms about all this combat we're going to be talking about much later in the book, when a move is automatic, it means you can do it without spending one of your precious actions. Actions are the lifeblood of the game. They're the limiting factor on what you can do, how long fights go. If you have enough actions, or if you have automatic moves, then each individual thing anyone tries to do can kind of grind down almost indefinitely into multiple dice rolls. So the one key automatic move that lengthens a melee round in Palladium is the automatic parry. Every time someone tries to hit you with a parryable move, you can roll the parry and it doesn't take up one of your actions. So okay, so far standard, right? Then we get onto our advanced defenses. You've got multiple dodge. This allows you to spend an action to dodge multiple foes who are all attacking you, including some who are not within your like range of vision. Then we've got an automatic dodge, which allows you to spend one action at the beginning of the turn, one of your two actions, to be able to get an automatic dodge against anything anyone tries to do to you. Already we're in trouble. If there is a hail of gunfire coming at you, as there will be, probably from your own team, because everyone is going to hate playing this game with you, because everything takes for fucking ever. When the other 10 members of your old school Palladium party decide to whip out their rifles and start firing at you, you can't parry bullets, but you can dodge them. And with your one action for automatic dodge, you get to make a dodge roll against every single shot. So you've spent half your actions for the turn, which means you only get to attack once this turn, but you do get to make all their attacks against you take twice as long because every one you get a dodge roll. Now, if someone after you've automatic dodged tries to shoot you from behind, Then you can abort to the multiple dodge by spending another action. So now, whoops, you're out of actions, no attacks this turn, but you did still manage to dodge the one clever member of the party who tried to shoot you in the back of the head, trying in vain to put an end to this, the combat round that ate Manhattan. So okay, when you've got a drunken-style kung fu master in your party, I understand your natural reaction is just to whip out your pistol and immediately put a couple of bullets in his head, keep this from getting out of hand, keep him from dragging the campaign down into a black hole of endless rolls and actions, but with all those dodges, it's no good. He's like the Prince of Space. Your weapons are meaningless to him. You gotta fight fire with fire, so you gotta get in there with some kung fu. You gotta get in there with some hand-to-hand action. So what does the Drunken Master have to deal with this eventuality? Well, he's also got the combination parry/attack. This is not a great move. As I mentioned before, you can automatically parry anything coming at you. So the question is, why would you want to do a combined action where you spend one action to parry and attack when you could parry for free and then attack for one action? Especially because when you do a combination parry attack, you get no bonuses to any of it. You don't get a bonus to parry, you don't get a bonus to hit with the attack, and you don't get a bonus to damage even with the attack. The advantage is that the attack you do in response to your foe with the combination parry attack, they can't automatic parry, so they have to spend an action defending themselves. That's one fewer action they have to attack you and attempt to mercy kill what has become an hour-long combat round. This maneuver, which I would entitle Defiant Drunk Takes Forever, is basically a spit in the face of anyone who thinks that combat is taking too long. It's like, look, you're drunk, go home, I'm gonna punch you out, right? Drunken Master says, fuck you, buddy, I'm going to make a combination parry attack in which I roll with no bonus to parry your punch. Then, after parrying it, I roll with no bonus to hit you. And then if by some chance I hit you, then I roll piddly little damage because I get no bonus to it. Then, to avoid taking that damage, you gotta spend an action to parry. Net effect, you've wasted two actions, I've wasted one action, and we're right back where we fucking started. Hey, time means nothing to me. I can do this all night. I'm just an asshole pretending to be more drunk than he is, trying to be the center of attention. But even the luck of a drunken asshole can't last forever. So finally, someday, your frustrated Shaolin master is going to manage to land a punch on the Drunken Master. Well, fortunately for the Drunken Master, and unfortunately for the rest of us, the Drunken Master has automatic roll. So rolling with punch is a maneuver you can use after you get hit with a punch or kick or other kind of blunt, like most of Kung Fu, to potentially half the damage. Now, normally you can only do this against, I think, like one foe per round. The Drunken Master can do it with every action, but you have to roll for it. This maneuver alone, in a fight, let's say like a hand-to-hand fight between the Drunken Master and a number of melee attackers, pretty much increases the length of the combat by 50%. Every time you hit this guy, he's got a roll to roll with punch. And then if he succeeds, then he takes half damage, further lengthening the combat. Imagine spending a 30-minute long combat round trying to hit the Drunken Master, then finally landing a punch, only to have him reduce the damage to half. Congratulations, you've done 4 points of SDC damage. Steady on, boys. By morning, we shall kill the drunk. We don't need to talk about all the attacks the Drunken Master gets. He's got some combination attacks, the reverse turning kick and the drop kick. Both of these are combination moves that combine a dodge with a kick. On the upside, this means that you are spending your actions to attack, albeit feebly. As with the combination parry attack, you don't get your bonuses to dodge, hit, or damage when you do these combination moves. So the effect is going to be to slow all damage that you both take and dish out to a trickle. However, these maneuvers are a show-off's dream. You get to roll to dodge everything that's done to you, and you get to roll attacks with both of your actions. Your attacks are big, fancy, spinny jump kicks, so someone just goes in to clock you, because of course they do, and you counter with, you know, a corkscrew enziguri. But it's really hard to do. Probably nothing will happen. And if it does, because you get no damage bonus, you're going to do a couple of points of damage, and now we're back where we started. Except you got to do a lot of impressive flips, and now combat continues. Like all styles, this one grants some martial arts powers. This one gives you two from among Arts of Invisibility and body hardening exercises, which give you more fucking SDC. Palladium is already a bloated system. When you introduce characters who have all these tactical options, this is, in a sense, the worst kind of incompetence that Palladium is responsible for. So I'm going to go ahead and say, you know, the stagger move, the signature move of this style that allows you to stagger drunkenly into combat and that mechanically does not work because it calls for a roll that doesn't exist. That's dumb, but it doesn't break your game. The dumbest thing on this page is giving multiple dodge, automatic roll, and combination dodge maneuvers all to one character who's only got two actions per turn to spend, virtually guaranteeing that any attempt to beat up this character is going to be just as frustrating, protracted, and incoherent as trying to run a Palladium combat while you are actually hammered. Join me next time for some refreshingly direct kung fu on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big chunk for your binging convenience. Contact or check out the podcast wherever you want. It is Mega Dumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Gmail, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. MDC, Palladium Books, Ninjas and Super Spies, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Ciambietta. This slightly annoying theme song is Cartoon Battle by Kevin MacLeod, whose work you can find at Incompetech.com. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.